I'm here, Rose, with my boots on for the Boots for Change Harvest Market pilot for our new program. And I'm absolutely delighted to see all manner of people wearing boots, some of them clean, some of them dirty, some of them probably not taken off since yesterday because farmers are so busy. And it's a great sunny morning to talk about Boots for Change.
What is the idea? What's the change?
Well, the idea of Boots for Change came about from a forum that was initiated by the ABC, the Haywire Youth Innovation Forum. And there were a group of girls earlier in the year who came up with this idea. And they're all girls from farming families, and they wanted people to know more about where their food comes from and to understand more about the issues that farming families face. And they came up with this simple, great idea, asking people to wear boots to their local farmers market, to go down and start conversations about agriculture and about youth in agriculture and about seasonal food and about how you cook unusual vegetables. And just the idea of pulling on your boots, it's such a simple act.
And it's a solidarity, though, isn't
and
it?
And it's an act of solidarity, and it's a simple thing that everybody can actually do. Although I suppose I do know one person who lives by the coast and lives in thongs. They might be challenged, but by and large, most people, I think, could find a pair of boots.
Yeah, I know a couple of barefoot farmers myself, but no wonder there's such a buzz around here. Is this what you expected to see?
I mean, I'm here for what is in fact the pilot market. This project, Boots for Change Month, will be April 2016. And the grant that is underpinning this, part one of the conditions was that we ran a couple of pilot markets. And I chose Harvest Launceston because I knew the team down here were a bunch of very, very energetic, largely women, I have to say, who I knew would be able to pull a pilot together. They pulled it together so well. It looks like the real deal. It's so exciting.
Because we've got other organisations with a tie-in with young people, the TAS Institute of Agriculture here. We've got a photo booth. Have you been in there?
I haven't been in the photo booth yet, but I'm told the photo boot, if that's how you put it. And I think that's such a lovely idea that I'm hoping other farmers markets come April next year will pick up the photo boot idea. You know, it's something that everybody can get involved in because the focus of Boots for Change is in fact to start conversations related to rural youth and youth in agriculture and engaging the younger people in the community in food farming, knowing more about where their food comes from, maybe getting involved in agriculture as a career.
There is that disconnect there?
Oh, I do, but I think it's changing. And I think Boots for Change and its focus on agriculture and rural youth will be a really strong driver to increase that.
Well, we're here at the market, but there's also a conversation that's starting to unfold on social media, Facebook and on Twitter and other platforms as well. How's that going? Do you know?
Yes, I do. I'm going to confess on national radio that I'm not the first adopter of social media. And so one of the lovely things about Boots for Change, it's taken me into a social media space, which I suppose I'd been a little bit reluctant to embrace. And I was up this morning before I came down to the market to check how many likes the Launceston Boots for Change had. And I'm pleased to tell you that in under 24 hours, there were 90 likes. And so I can see that there is a great deal of power. And if you then multiply that by half the farmers markets in Australia running Boots for Change activities in April next year, I'd be delighted. If we get more than that, I'll be ecstatic. And I guess I entreat everybody to put their best boot forward, is what I've been saying, and head on down to your farmers market and start those conversations. Shop from farmers, buy local food, buy seasonal food, and engage your family in doing that too. Take the kids with you when you go to the market.
That's thousands of lives touched, isn't it?
And that's the power of it.